Cowboys get a win to wrap up the preseason, beating the Falcons on Friday night. Joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to talk about it is the owner and GM. We say good morning to Jerry Jones.
Hey, good morning, man. How are y'all doing?
Morning. Good. Congrats good. On the win.
I did like that win we had. It was we had circled that on our preseason calendar from way back, and that preseason was a must win. That's the way we felt.
A must win in the preseason.
A must win, yeah. And what you saw was a shoddy ball. We were playing shoddy ball on Friday night.
How's that?
That's what I like to call it, shoddy ball. But I think that it bodes well, and we're positive about it because we feel that as long as other teams roll their third-string players out there, we're going to have a hell of a season. We're going to have a hell of a season. We're hoping that this continues.
Well, like yeah, you're going to see a lot tougher teams than that. You have one of the toughest schedules in the NFL.
Well, let's not focus on that. Let's just enjoy this win while we can.
Okay.
Because we ain't going to have too many enjoyable days on this season now. So let's enjoy this that we got. I have what I like to call a question for you guys.
Okay.
Have y'all been watching that Netflix eulogy I commissioned?
Documentary, yeah.
Yeah, documentary. That's what I meant, yeah. Boy, that's been something else, isn't it?
It's crazy.
I tell you, I can't believe how much I look like J.R. Ewing back in the day.
Yeah.
Looked just like that Larry Hagman. I even had that evil twinkle in my eye. Oh, I love seeing it. And I've really, really enjoyed the transformation of my voice from that high-pitched hick to gravelly-voiced devil that I got now. I don't know. How did that happen? That my voice has changed like this.
You were a little more high-pitched back then.
I don't know why. When I was 45 years old, my balls sounded like they're still up in my throat. And another thing. What's with my hairpiece being so bad back then?
Yeah, well, it's quite noticeable.
Y'all notice that it was like a different color than the pubic hair that grew on the bottom of my skull. it didn't match. Why didn't one of you guys poke me back then and say, "Hey, Jerry, your hair looks effed up"?
Well, that's just not very respectful. We wouldn't have done that.
I mean, not only did the curtains not match the drapes, curtains didn't even match the other curtains.
Right.
I don't understand it, but hey, did y'all like that Oscar winning performance I gave when they'd show the old draft room footage and I'm doing all that fake work I was doing?
Oh yeah.
So it was fake, huh? You were putting
totally
on the show.
Fake. Okay. You couldn't tell. I mean, if you up-rezzed that footage, you'd find I was riding on an upside-down legal pad. Had my fake glasses on upside down while looking at draft boards.
Yeah, we were wondering.
But I really pulled one over for the camera. I really wanted it to look like I knew what I was doing, and I was football knowledgeable.
Boy, it did look tense between you and Jimmy back then.
Oh, my God. I tell you, I hope the rest of the nation isn't having the same reaction I'm having. That's being reminded of how big of an a-hole Jimmy Johnson really is.
Yeah, he comes off like he may have been difficult to work with, but I guess you were too.
I mean, I watched that show and I just hate Jimmy all over again. And you know, the problem was we were both younger men.
Yeah.
And we both had big D energy. While only having medium-sized D's at best. Jimmy's, of course, smaller than mine.
Of course.
Right.
Yeah, I remember it, in the locker room, it looked like a little acorn tucked between his garden-gnome thighs.
Oh, gosh.
I remember that. But I'd like to remind everyone, you know, that since Jimmy left me, it's true I've only had one Super Bowl without him.
Yep.
But you just remember how many he's had without me, huh?
Yeah,
he's
zero.
Than that.
Okay.
Zero. So I'm still the football genius between the two of us. I found one of them 500 coaches that could get it done.
Yeah.
And I did with Barry Switzer.
Some would say Switzer. With Jimmy's players, though.
Well, I mean, they became Bears players, though. So I'll say it's with Bears players.
Okay, fair enough.
And I had forgotten how insane Charles Haley was back in the day.
Yeah.
I mean, that man belonged in an asylum.
He almost got you with that helmet.
Did you know that, threw that helmet right into that sheetrock. Did you see that?
Yeah.
And they didn't talk about it on the documentary, but when he threw it and it lodged right in the sheetrock, it grazed the craft services table and knocked over a platter of seasoned ground beef. Right.
Amazing.
I know it. And that seasoned ground beef completely splattered a portrait of Joyce DeWitt that we had.
You had a portrait of her in the locker room.
In the locker room.
Amazing.
Yeah. In the locker room. But yeah, Charles was absolutely crazy. You know, he'd walk up to you and you'd be sitting down there talking to somebody and he'd put his wiener on your shoulder when you weren't looking.
We've heard those stories, yeah.
And all of a sudden you'd feel like a 30-pound weight on your shoulder. You'd turn around and there was a Burmese python on your clavicle staring at you with his one eye.
Bingo card is full.
Bingo's everywhere here this morning.
It'd scare the hell out of you. And sometimes I'd turn around, you know, real quick and kiss it out of pure instinct.
That's so
That's
weird.
Odd.
And then I'd be all grossed out, you know, that I did that and have to go home and try to make love to Gene to prove myself again.
We're and on then, the air right now, Jerry.
And then that would always end up with me apologizing and saying I don't know why it wasn't working and that I must be under a lot of stress. You know, that whole scene. We've all been there.
Yeah, it happens. You know, it happens.
It happens. It happens. But with that, that's backwards-looking stuff. We got stuff going on now with the Cowboys. We got the Micah deal.
Yeah.
We're trying to get done. You know, he's got a contract he needs to play. I'm pissed at him laying over there on the training table and all that mess he's doing.
Yeah.
Just making a spectacle of everything.
That wasn't a good look.
Wasn't a good look, and he and I have gotten more crossways than me and Gate Agent did in court.
Man, we almost made it through.
And ironically, you know, Micah's agent's trying to do to me what I did to Gate Agent when I was standing behind her in a bathroom in 95.
All right, we are out of time.
All right, good morning.
Okay, we'll talk next week. There goes Jarrett.